Last workout of the offseason, right?
Yeah, it was good. I think we finished it up the right way. Guys did a great job coming in with the walkthrough and kind of tried to mimic and emulate a game situation where first half, second half, got a 2 minute to finish it up. And really, we were pleased with the focus and concentration. Wanted to come out today and get a bunch of individual work, which we did, and felt like with the way that the players worked, let's go ahead and call it an off-season program. Got a couple meetings this afternoon, and then we'll make that trip tomorrow to check out Hollywood Park, which will be fun. We will, other than Morgan Fox. You know, we came out of this clean, and that's always the goal. I think we got a lot of work in, and, you know, sometimes those things, you can't really prevent them. You know, like with Morgan's injury, it was a non-contact, just coming underneath on an inside stunt. And, you know, those are unfortunate, and you're sick for him, but he'll do a great job with his rehab. But I think it just continues to, give credit to Reggie and Ted, and then our players buying into, you know, how we want to take care of ourselves, and then how we want to try to make sure that in a physical game, we try to limit the risk when we're practicing. And I thought our players did a nice job with that this offseason. Yep. He'll be ready to go. You know, unless there's a setback, Rich, he should be ready to go. And we're expecting big things from Matt. We know that Matt has been an extremely productive player for us, and he's going to take on a larger role moving forward. But he's feeling good. We wanted to be real smart with that back injury, and knowing that he's got some history in this system, he's got a comfort level, and we're expecting some really good things from him when we start up training camp, and he should be ready to go. I think it's been great. You know, these guys have great personalities, and they've also got a swagger, a confidence about themselves, and they love football. And that's the biggest thing for us. We want guys that love football. I think when you talk about those players in general, when you look at the corners, you look at being able to add in Dominican and then seeing Brandon on offense, you know, those are the four things that people talk about. But I think Sam Shields has been a really good addition, as Ramique Wilson. You know, those are guys that we haven't talked about a lot, but they've been very productive. We're excited about them. Guys that have had a lot of experience in this league and been successful. So we wanted to bring in players that love football, but they've got a swagger and a confidence that I think helps our team as well. I think you just like what you've seen overall, and he's a really good football player. He can do really everything. You know, you talk about he's got great speed, but he's a really polished receiver. He's got good aggressive hands. He can win versus bump. He can obviously win short, intermediate, down the field. You're not limited in any way that you can use him. He's a guy that you can give jet sweeps, reverses to. So he's a really versatile player. You see why he's had the production, and I think it's also a credit to him being as conscientious as he is with how quickly he's picked things up. Got a great rapport already with Jared, and he feels really good with the receiver group. I think he's done a nice job kind of fitting in into that room and really, you know, endearing himself to his teammates, and we sure like him as coaches too. Yeah, I'll go on vacation, you know, right away, because once you start getting close to training camp, I start to get that itch. So I'll go away right away. We'll get away for a couple weeks and then come back, and then we'll be around here. You know, I've kind of said this before, Gary, you feel like you live on vacation. So like being here in this nice weather, kind of just relaxing and hanging out at the house, and that's kind of what the plans are. All righty. Thanks, guys.